about his union with God. You don't want to say Christ there?
Well, to listen to Ignatius' life, true life was in Christ. So I stand corrected there. Maybe I was just a little bit non-specific. To Ignatius' union, his entire view of God seemed to be Christ. So in using God there, I guess I was adopting a little bit of his mindset.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I think he's pretty strongly influenced by Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm...
It's interesting, he is influenced by Paul in that way, but not necessarily in Paul's preoccupation with sin, which makes the study of the Antiochian environment of his time something that, you know, more work has to be done on. Johannine stream there and the Pauline stream, you know, how they mix together is a real question still here.
Irenaeus then was driving against this basic thought you suggested that of the divine fall and divine restoration was that his main theme in trying to knock down Gnosticism. Even though he may go at it a different way.
Yeah, it's clear that Irenaeus, in reference to what David was saying, Irenaeus knew Gnostics personally. In fact, he claims that his treatise is of value because he knew them personally. So when he is talking about the Valentinian Gnostics, especially that Marcus the magician was probably in the area, I think it's clear that we've got an eyewitness, at least someone who has talked with him personally. I think the basic thesis that Irenaeus is trying to pursue against the Gnostics is that the one God is the creator, and this division that Irenaeus sees in the Gnostic myth is the result of that division causes the material order. So Irenaeus pounds constantly at the Gnostics to say, no, the supreme God is the creator God. And so, yeah, I think that's probably where he sees the locus of the Gnostic error.
Yeah, the big question biblicists want to know is, and it's in a way this is, I don't know if any of you want to address it, but it's a question that's always before my mind. When can you date Gnosticism? When did it start?
Father Foley's not here. We can't
I think there's a big question of whether there is a pre-Christian Gnosticism. That Camucci wrote a book asking whether or not there really is. Lots of studies have been done. It's really difficult to tell, mainly because Gnosticism, I would say, is so eclectic. You just can't put your hands on it. What you got and hold it. It's fluid.
The basic question in Ignatius studies, as I referred to, is the one group of the two groups of opponents. And that question, too, hinges on the existence of a pre-Christian Gnostic Redeemer or not. Same question addressed by Emoji. The answers that have come down have been imperfect because of that lack of data, lack of cogent information. For those who, like, you go back to J.B. Lightfoot, certainly is a doubt of authority on Ignatius saying that there's one group, Jewish Gnosticism. But the difficulties in the text, it's not really clear. If we had a better understanding of the existence, the possible existence of a pre-Christian Gnostic Redeemer, that question might be answered.
One more point about me. Yeah, this guy acts out of ignorance than anything else. I'm under the impression are basically sacred. Now, I guess if I were trying to argue for an early date, I would try to look in that area. You know, Plotinus around in that kind of an area. Because he does seem to have a concept of the real not really being this world. And I've just wondered if any of you thought about that. And then about the Gospel of Thomas that they're pushing. The Gnostics are, the experts on Gnosticism are pushing the Gospel of Thomas very strongly as showing an early date. And if any of you wanted to comment on that.
I think that's where the lines fall. I think scholars fall on the lines of Hellenistic or Jewish or then Iranian Oriental. I think those are the three lines. And maybe at this point it's still taking pick. Given the specifics of the Gospel of Thomas, if you opt for Gnosticism coming out of the Jewish heterodoxy, then probably you tend to say the Gospel of Thomas is not Gnostic or is a Gnosticized document, is a document that has been reworked by the Gnostics. You see this actually originally as a Christian document.